What if everything you perceive as solid is actually vibrating emptiness?
This question lies at the heart of Itzhak Bentov's revolutionary exploration of consciousness and quantum reality.
Despite lacking formal education, this humble inventor created a framework that bridges physics and spirituality with remarkable clarity.
Using everyday analogies and simple diagrams, Bentov transforms complex metaphysical concepts into accessible insights that continue to influence scientists and spiritual seekers alike.
His approach reveals how our perceived reality emerges from oscillating fields moving between states of rest, a dance of energy that extends from our bodies to the cosmos.
Every movement we make generates waves extending beyond our perception, from electrical currents and magnetic fields to heat waves and gravitational ripples. Our reality is fundamentally vibratory, spanning from atomic oscillations to planetary orbits. These vibrations create ordered patterns. Sand on a vibrating metal sheet forms symmetrical designs as particles settle at quiet points. When waves interact, they produce interference patterns that demonstrate order within chaos, reflecting the holographic principle where each part contains the whole. Our bodies are natural oscillators. The heart's vibrations pulse through our entire form, even gently moving the brain. During brief pauses in breathing, the heart aorta system achieves resonance, producing efficient sine wave patterns with triple amplitude. This natural synchronization mirrors how pendulum clocks on shared walls automatically align their movements. Examining matter at increasing magnifications reveals its true nature. What appears solid transforms into crystalline structures of vibrating molecules, then into mostly empty space with tiny nuclei, and finally into pure oscillating energy fields. Our seemingly solid world is actually vast emptiness filled with harmoniously pulsating fields that extend throughout the cosmos.
Our sensory organs evolved to translate nature's rapid atomic vibrations into comprehensible signals. When stimulated, nerve cells fire electrical pulses at frequencies matching stimulus intensity, converting reality into a binary code of action and rest across all senses. From this code, our brain builds complete sensory experiences. Nature operates through two core motions, circular spin and reciprocating vibration. While atoms feature electrons orbiting and spinning, living organisms primarily use pendulum-like oscillations with minimal spin. The pendulum demonstrates fascinating properties. At its turning point, it reaches zero velocity with maximum potential energy. According to Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, this moment of complete rest makes the pendulum's position entirely indefinite, theoretically expanding everywhere at infinite velocity before continuing its swing. Our bodies exist within multiple energy fields, from atomic bonds to Earth's magnetic and electrostatic fields to the full electromagnetic spectrum. The ionosphere forms a capacitor with Earth, creating a field that transmits vibrations between all bodies, allowing our movements to send subtle signals throughout the planet.
Have you ever experienced time slowing down during intense focus? When trained in biofeedback or deep meditation, a person watching a clock secondhand may see it stop completely. This occurs because the observer, the entity that correlates sensory information, has temporarily left the body. Like a pendulum at its extreme position, this observer can move at seemingly infinite speeds between locations. Omnipresence emerges from extreme speed. Consider how supersonic planes cross the Atlantic in 90 minutes. If a vehicle could shuttle between New York and London in half a minute, you'd essentially be in both places simultaneously. At near infinite speeds, you could weave throughout the solar system, seeing everything instantly, becoming truly omnipresent. The paradoxical revelation: extreme speed ultimately equals perfect stillness. Being everywhere at once is the same as being at rest. Our bodies oscillate about 7 times per second, and at each point of rest, consciousness momentarily expands at incredible speed into subjective space. During these brief expansions, our consciousness can travel vast distances, though normally we retain no memory of these journeys.
Consciousness exists in all matter to varying degrees. As systems evolve to higher complexity, their consciousness increases in both quantity, possible responses per stimulus, and quality, refinement of these responses. Rocks possess only dim perceptions of hot, cold, and light, dark. Plants represent a significant leap, exhibiting growth, reproduction, and emotional responses. Animals possess broader emotional ranges and communication abilities. Human consciousness uniquely can be developed to interact with the entire spectrum of realities, from mineral to spiritual. This is the true meaning of consciousness expansion, developing the nervous system to tune into any reality level. Unlike drugs, which merely alter consciousness temporarily, proper development creates stable access to higher realities. Beyond our physical reality lie the astral, mental, and causal realms. The astral serves as a bridge connecting all physical realities. During sleep, we function in this realm, gradually preparing for our eventual transition there. The mental level emphasizes balanced mind and knowledge seeking, where environments can be created instantly through thought. The causal level provides knowledge effortlessly and non-linearly. Insights arrive in complete chunks, instantly imprinted on the mind.
Just as our physical bodies are interference patterns of electromagnetic fields, we possess bodies composed of higher harmonics that interact with higher realities. These interpenetrating fields extend beyond our physical form, appearing as colorful, egg-shaped auras. Scientific instruments have detected these subtle energy fields extending several feet from the physical body, with variations corresponding to different states of consciousness and health. Our physical and higher bodies function like a sophisticated multidimensional antenna system. Like a radio simultaneously receiving multiple stations, our consciousness picks up different realities, with the physical being loudest, while astral, mental, and causal realities are progressively weaker. Turning off the dominant physical station through meditation enhances our reception of subtler frequencies. Sudden attraction or aversion to strangers occurs when our extended astral bodies either resonate harmoniously or create dissonance. Subliminal irritations on any level can manifest as physical ailments, repressed anger potentially causing cancer, anxiety producing ulcers. The brain isn't the source of thought, but rather a thought amplifier, taking tiny impulses implanted by our higher bodies and magnifying them into recognizable thoughts.
Our universe began not with a chaotic Big Bang, but a controlled jet of matter below escape velocity. This matter expands, slows from gravitational pull, and mushrooms before falling back towards its source, like water from a fountain nozzle. The resulting structure forms a torus, an elongated donut, constantly turning inside out as matter flows through its core. As matter converges towards the nucleus, its density increases until gravitational collapse creates a black hole. Matter crushes itself out of existence, passing through a singularity point to reappear in a white hole, emerging into a new universe. Our universe emerged from such a white hole, the output of a black hole from a past universe, creating a continuous cycle of death and rebirth. All knowledge ever generated in our universe is potentially available to us, having been discovered by civilizations ahead of us in time. People with intuitive insights access solutions from the universal mind, where all information is stored. Those with heightened consciousness can extend their subjective time to retrieve useful knowledge, experiencing it as simply knowing things others don't.